Okay, so in a week's time, we have our last class, the Model Seder, Sunday night. And then Monday, it's cleanup time. We get ready for the break. And then you have a month off. The month of Nisan is technically off at the Machon. So I don't know what the deal is with meals here. You might want to find out. I want us to cover a little bit of practical advice for our off time. Number one, make sure you have food. Make sure you have food. Make sure you plan your Shabbatot ahead of time. Don't call people on Friday afternoon and say, hey, do you have room for one more guy? Prepare a Tuesday, Wednesday. Try to get places to go and enrich your experience. Go to places where you'll learn from it. Don't just stick around. Try to go to some Israeli friends here. Find out from your Israeli friends who you could spend some time by. If you see a Yemenite Shabbos, it might be different than a Kurdish Shabbos, which might be different than a Moroccan Shabbos. Go with them, and when they offer you to go to an Ashkenazi minyan, don't go with them. See their minyan, learn their customs, enrich yourselves. You guys are here, you should know a little bit of what's going on around you. It's part of your education. Pay attention to how people run their homes. Learn what to do, learn what not to do. Sometimes you spend the Shabbos by someone and you say, okay, I'll remember to do that when I get married. Sometimes you spend the Shabbos by someone and you say, I'll make sure not to do that when I get married. It's all important. Try to go get around. You have Yom Tov, you have Shabbos, and it's impolite to call people the last day. Call beforehand. Don't call people on Fridays. You got stuck. You got stuck. Fine, but try to set yourself up in advance. It's in your interest. It's in your host's interest. If you can afford it financially, show up with something. It's nicer. If you can't afford it financially, that's still okay. People are happy to have you. When you show up on Pesach, make sure what you're bringing is a kashrut that your host is comfortable with. Don't show up with something that'll make them uncomfortable. I thought the store owner said it was kosher. I don't see any symbols here, but on Pesach, people are more stringent than they are during the year. So be careful. Make sure you're bringing something that your host will be comfortable with. I personally tell all my guests, on Pesach, don't bring anything. Do me no favors. I don't want anything. Because we were once in the middle of the Seder, and one of the guys brought a bottle of wine, and people drank from it, and it spilled all over the table. And just as half of us had already washed for Hamotzi, someone noticed that the bottle of wine wasn't kosher for Pesach. And here we had this wine spilled all over the table. Everyone was drinking from it. It was on everyone's plates, and the poor guy felt like 2 cents. And we had to stop everything and clean off the whole table. And he thought he saw it said kosher for Pesach. I hadn't checked. He was, he knew what he was doing. It caused our whole Seder to go, of course, by a half hour till we cleaned up all the grape juice, wine, and were able to continue with the meal, and it made him feel really lousy. At the end of the night, after the whole Seder was over, so we figured we better chuck the bottle, right? I shouldn't leave it lying around the house. As I'm going to toss it, I see there is a kosher to Pesach symbol that no one noticed. it taught me a lesson. I said, never mind, I'm not doing this again. So I tell my guests, don't bring anything on Pesach. But most people will be very happy if you bring something. And even if you don't bring anything, offer to help. If you're going to be somewhere for the Seder, it's nice to call and ask in advance, what day can I come and help? Maybe there's a day you're turning over your kitchen. You guys should be part of the experience of turning over a kitchen, staying up late at night, maybe half the night, maybe all night, helping people clean and kosher their kitchen. It's something you'll have to do. If you do it with someone, then hopefully when it comes time for you to do it, you'll know what you're doing. You could help them schlep the boxes. Part of the Pesach experience is the preparation for Pesach. And so try to make sure to be a part of that. Don't show up as though you're showing up to a hotel and enjoy the food. Show up and be a part of the family. Wherever you're going to be for the Seder, try in advance to be a part of the preparation. Be a part of the cleaning. It's part of the wonderful experience of Pesach. And don't forget to come back to your host and ask, can I come on the night after Pesach and help you put away your Pesach dishes? Because after Pesach, there's also a lot of work. Putting away all the dishes and taking down the chametz dishes, that's also a good few hours of work. So be a good guest and be a part of helping. At the end of the Seder, don't go home telling everyone how tired you are after 4 cups of wine. Stick around if your host is interested and help clean up after the Seder. It's nice that you drank 4 cups, but your host also did. and your host has probably worked harder than you have preparing for Pesach. So it's nice to stick around and help clear off the table, clean up, sweep the floor, get the house ready for the next morning. Bein Hazmanim is a great time to grow. Bein Hazmanim is a great time to rest. Bein Hazmanim is a great time to let everything unravel that you've built the last 6 months. And that's not a good idea. So how do we make sure not to let that happen? So we should set ourselves realistic goals, and we should set ourselves baselines. Make sure you know what your minimum is. So don't set your minimum too high. For some people, the minimum should be, I put on tefillin every day. For some people, the minimum should be, I'm going to daven with a minyan one time a day. For some people, the minimum should be, I'm going to daven 3 times a day, even if I don't catch it with a minyan. For some people, the minimum should be, I'm going to learn 5 minutes a day. For some people, the minimum should be, I'm going to make sure to take a sefer I enjoy and learn 20 minutes a day. You got to make sure to take a break, and yet not let everything unravel. For some people, the minimum should be, I will make sure I don't go to a restaurant that doesn't have an up-to-date kosher symbol. Think for yourself what your minimum should be, and make sure you hold on to the minimum. That way, when Bein Hazmanim is over, you don't feel like, wow, in 1 month I washed away 6 months worth of work. It's a great time to review. If you can review things that you learned during the year. In our class, let's think what we learned. We learned the book of Yoshua, Shoftim, a nice part of Shmuel. We learned the story of Esther, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah. In our class, that's just the first part of Sunday class. You could listen to some MP3s of classes. Don't set the bar too high. Don't expect to review everything. But if you have a little bit of time each day, that's a good thing. Part of the minimum should be not to roll back down the hill, which means if you have friends that you know are going to invite you to do things you really would rather not do, then don't hang out with them. If you go back to the old neighborhood and you end up doing the things you thought you outgrew, well then try to preclude that in advance. If you know that it's not a good idea to be hanging out in a bar Thursday night, so don't be hanging out in a bar Thursday night. Go with your friends and do something else. Part of it is also to be with good friends. During Bein Hazmanim, it's a time you could really develop friendships. Go on hikes, go on trips together, go explore the country. This is the nicest time of year. Beware of flash floods. Don't go to places which can become dangerous with no warning. But do go hiking. You can really take advantage now. This is now, the month of Nisan is the nicest month in the year. Things are blossoming. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. Make sure to do it safely. Make sure someone knows where you are. But take advantage. Do it with friends. The friendships in the Machon should develop. It shouldn't be that we just sat together through some classes and then goodbye, we're on our own. Developing friendships is also through doing things together. I would say try to be in touch with the rabbis and find out when you can visit them. Some rabbis might be able to have you for a meal. Some rabbis might be able to have you over during Chol HaMoed one day. Take advantage. What I did was I'd offer to help. I'd offer to help clean. So I got to be a part of the family because I was there cleaning. There are different opportunities, but the important thing is to rest. The important thing is to set ourselves a minimum and maybe even a nice goal and try not to find ourselves online at 2 o'clock in the morning doing things we will regret we were doing. So we know where our weaknesses are. Let's nip them at the bud and make sure we don't go there. It's important to rest. Don't spend your whole Bein Hazmanim learning. Work is great. If you're going to work, so there are a few directions you could go and work. You can do idealistic things. You can make money. And you could set up contacts for your future. If you know a direction you want to go in, so sometimes it pays to work in that. And the reason I delineate these three things is because very often they are mutually exclusive. And you have to decide which one you're going to get. If you're working because it's idealistic, you're helping build a yeshuv or whatever, that's very nice. But you might not make money. And if you need money, so you might want to find out if you could really make money doing things that are idealistic. Sometimes you can, and sometimes you cannot. You might be able to work in the Machon Meir office fundraising, and that might be a nice salary, and then you could do both. sometimes you want to lay the groundwork for contact or researching a line of work you intend to go into in the future. And then it might pay to forgo the idealistic and the monetary side of working. You might work for almost nothing, but you'll get contact or you'll get an understanding of a certain field here in Israel. So that's why I'm saying it's important to know in advance, what do I need? Do I need to make money right now? Is that very important so that I can manage the next semester? Or is it a luxury? Do I need to do something idealistic because I feel like I'm out of touch with my ideals? All this learning can sometimes make a person feel like they haven't done any hands-on idealistic work. Or do I feel like I need to lay the groundwork? If I don't need the first two, then it might be very smart, if you can, to lay the groundwork for your future job here in Israel, for your ability to make aliyah. Students have worked in gardening and landscaping and then found that they have the contacts and the know-how to break into that market here in Israel. There are different things you can do during this month. People have painted. There are a lot of people that want to hire a painter during this month of Nisan. That's the first half of the month. Not that many people hiring afterwards. And sometimes just making contacts so that they feel like they have people they know, different communities that they know. I would recommend bearing in mind those three points and figuring out which is your necessity, and if not, which is your preference for Bein Hazmanim. Working is great, but you got to take a break too. It's important. Go on a hike. Take time off. Don't daven at the Neitz Minyan. Wake up late. Try to go to sleep relatively early. Try to catch up on sleep, rest, and family time. And don't get depressed. You know, sticking around the machon with no one around can be depressing. So make sure you're with people, with families. You should come out of Bein Hazmanim refreshed, not depressed. But that's your responsibility. If you're not sure where you can go and what you can do, check with the madrich, check with the rabbis. You still have a week to do your prep work. You can always call during the Bein Hazmanim, but then it gets harder to catch people. Now you have everyone here. It's a good idea to set it up. Okay, now I'm going to go around and hear who's set up for the Seder. Okay, I want to know who's set up. Now, for the Seder, make sure you're with an Orthodox family. You want to see an authentic Seder. You want to know what you're going to do for your own families. And if you don't have that set up yet, so be in touch with us. Bezat Shem will help you get set up. But you got to set it up. You got to see how a Seder runs. Okay.